Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
If I could turn the page in time, then I'd rearrange just a day or two. Close my eyes.
Maybe years from now, bosses of this show, which is to say all of you, decide that you've had enough, will allow a studio camera into this room. Because the things that are said off the air are sometimes funnier than anything we could think of on the air. Dana was just now trying to get onto her phone, and apparently her phone has some sort of facial recognition thing.
Yeah, you hold it up in front of your face and it lets you in.
And she's staring at her phone, looking at it, she's like... And then she goes, dang it. And she starts typing in her password. She goes, and I quote, I wrote down the exact quote, I haven't had Botox in so long, even my phone doesn't recognize me.
Try again, try again, try again. One more time or you're locked out. Type in your password. Who are you? You look like you need to shower. I don't know who you are. That's what my phone just said.
It doesn't want your bone marrow either.
No.
I'm aware. Who is this old lady staring into this phone?
I haven't had Botox in so long, even my phone doesn't recognize me. Wow. That's 2 days in a row you've gotten AARP-related material.
Right. Just sign me up now. It's over. I got a text this morning from a girlfriend of mine. Her mother went and stood in line in what looks like a high school gym. Let me zoom in there. Yeah, definitely some type of JoCo high school gym. Okay. And she said, this is the line right now in this basketball area to get vaccinated in Johnson County. She sent it at about 10:22 because her mom was standing in that
very
line.
Very orderly line, but it looks like a long line.
It's a long line, but it's orderly, and everyone is super spread out because this is one of those huge gymnasiums. Like, think high school gymnasium, right?
Yeah.
So she sends that. I'm like, hey, at least she got her appointment in. And she wrote back, yes, appointment was at 10 a.m. and they were done by 11:30. I had another friend with an appointment at the exact same place, was in and out in 30 minutes. Today was apparently day one of the Johnson County Phase 2 vaccination. So someone, you know, said it took an hour. Someone else said it took 30 minutes. And then just now we get an email from the Johnson County Health Department. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
We apologize for the situation today where residents, especially our senior citizens, had to spend time outside in line on a cold day before making it inside the building where we are giving COVID-19 vaccinations. The health and safety of our residents is of the utmost importance to us. This afternoon, we have been making plans to improve this experience beginning tomorrow. And they're doing a news conference at 4:30 virtually to try and figure out, like you said, Scott, maybe they make it by age, by birth date. Maybe they make it by your neighborhood. I don't know. But what happened is, and you understand this, probably several hundred people showed up. I'm over 65. Phase 2's here. I want the shot. And the overflow was outside.
Yeah. And there are two solutions to this. And then I need to make a quick correction, by the way.
It was 20,
24 degrees,
4 degrees mm-hmm. this morning. So,
yeah. And snow and light snow. Not that that's really a factor. The cold is what would be, but would be worse. There are two solutions. we could go to my plan that I announced like 2 weeks ago where it's 80 and up, 79 and up, 78 and up. And we just day by day, we go one more year lower. We could have everybody vaccinated within 2 months, theoretically. Or if that's not workable or somebody doesn't want to take Scott Parks' idea because it has to be dumb, open up the damned Overland Park Convention Center. It's not like anybody's having a convention right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They would definitely have the volume at the convention center. You would have the space.
You have two floors with two gigantic convention spaces.
And enough room that everyone could spread out.
Right. Indoors.
Yeah. And then they do the same on the Missouri side in like Union Station or...
Bartle?
Of course, Bartle.
I mean, Bartle would be perfect.
Yeah.
You have parking underground, most of it, and or on the street, whatever. I do need to make a quick correction. Yes, my mother got her vaccine, her first one yesterday, and I said on the air that she had gotten a call from KU Med. She got an email, and it's important for this reason, and she called me. She said, Scott, I think you need to make a quick correction.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason is because her friend, who lives in the same community that she does in Shawnee, got a call saying that she was up, it was her turn, and it turned out to be a scam.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was. They wanted, you know, let's go over your personal information.
You've got to be kidding
me. So I wanted to offer that quick correction. My mother got an email from KU, not a phone call, and her friend did get a phone call. I don't know if it was somebody purporting to be from whatever agency, but it turned out it was a scam. So just be careful.
Yeah, so if someone calls and says, hey, you're next in line, come on down, and we just need your social, your birthday, and your credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your password. We need the password is very important because we're going to go ahead and make the automatic withdrawal for your shot.
Correct.
Which, by the way, is free.
If anyone was stuck in that line, I'm curious, for the Johnson County Health Department to send out a news release apologizing for what happened, my guess is in the very beginning of, you know, if they said everyone be here at 8, my guess is in the very beginning of the morning, there was probably a line, which people standing outside, you know, some of those people probably had walkers, Scott, the older Kansans who were there. And I'm sure there's clearly a safety issue with having everybody huddled outside in 24 degree temperatures.
All right. Very good. The boat show is this weekend in Overland Park. You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, somebody else has a great point. There's a big, fat, old Kmart sitting at the corner over here of I-35 and Shawnee Mission Parkway, and nobody's been in it for years. Let's open that thing up. Or just wait till the boat show's over and start doing inoculations on Tuesday.
Why can't we do it with the boat show? Maybe Grandma wants a boat, Scott.
Well, maybe she does. Ma'am, can I help you? Well, I'm here for the shop, but I'm just browsing for a boat.
I'm thinking 40 foot.
What do you have in horsepower over here?
Calm down, Nana. Shots to your left. 40-foot speedboat to your right.
Are they outbound motors?
Are there below-deck sleeping quarters? That's very important. 576-7798. Saying it might have been over at Okun Fieldhouse off Johnson Drive way out west. There was a lot of texts coming in saying that there were lines outside of Okun.
But would you, and you would expect that. And we're not here to beat up on anyone. No. I mean, the fact that they're getting the vaccines into seniors' arms is
absolutely. And we should give credit
progress.
For that. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just think the demand exceeds supply. And space.
Mm-hmm. And there are spaces where this can be done.
Yeah.
More effectively.
Well, my guess is at 4:30, they're going to do this virtual news conference. My guess is it's going to be something like you just suggested, where they're going to have to figure out a system to get them in chunks of 100 versus, you know, 600 people showing up at once.
Yeah. Before we get to the calls, just real quick, before I lose it on Twitter, the Tampa International Airport just tweeted out a question. Kansas City has an airport?
Whoa!
Oh, no, you did it.
Wow.
That's from the Tampa International Airport. Kansas City has an airport, but Jay Binkley from 610 Sports had a great comeback. He wrote above it, yes, and it's the same one they used when the Chiefs beat the Bucks earlier this year.
Oh!
Stay down!
Stay down!
Tampa International! Let's get to the phones. Angela in Lawrence. Hello.
Hey, Hello. First of all, let me say, I adore your show. You make my husband and I laugh every day, so wow. Thank you for that. We all could use a little laughter nowadays.
Thanks.
I have a question that I need help from yourself or maybe the viewers. I have a 23-year-old single parent mom, my daughter, and she has a baby who is getting ready to turn 3, who was born with 4 holes in her heart. Been through 2 major heart surgeries. We still got another heart surgery. She lives on a Mickey button, which is a feeding tube, oxygen. So she's got lung disease and Down syndrome and autistic. Now she obviously is the only one that can take care of that baby besides myself because of how hard it is to take care of her. And she has to live in this little bubble, but everywhere we have called, everywhere, since my daughter does not get paid except for the Social Security, they will not give her the shot because she's not a registered, nurse. So.
Oh, they won't give your daughter the shot.
Yes.
Okay.
The baby's too young,
right.
Obviously. My daughter, she has deliveries, like they deliver her medication.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff. So we can't find, because she's not a licensed, essential worker, no one will give her the COVID shot, including the health department.
Yeah.
We called the hospital.
How old is she, Angela?
She's 23.
Okay. I don't know. Angela, I wish I could tell you that I knew. If you've tried the health department, you've tried primary care, you've tried the hospitals, I would go through the family doctor and start there.
And what we'll do is we'll just, Angela, if you can just listen offline, we'll open that one up on the text line. If folks have some advice, just start your text with "for Angela" and, take that advice from the text line for what it's worth, because sometimes it's correct and sometimes it's not. But we'll see what we can do, because the two people hosting the show have no idea. Quite frankly. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
I don't think your idea works. I got several things, but your idea, a bigger building just means more that they have to quarantine or clean every night, and more people you're packing closer together. Chick-fil-A, the way they run their drive-thru, why don't we have drive-thru inoculations? You could drive up to, Kauffman Stadium. It's an empty parking lot.
Yeah.
Why don't you put little houses up, and you drive up the little house, guy goes inside, gets a shot, and then he pulls off to a follow-up area to wait there 15 or 30
minutes. If they had it completely, David, coned so that when you were done, there was an orderly way to get right out to keep the line moving.
That's what they're doing in other cities.
Right. I don't think that's a bad idea.
And you got parking lots all over the place you can use.
But what you're still going to have the problem, David, if there's so many people in line, you're going to have people who need to use the restroom. You still have to somehow curtail the rush at the beginning of that shift.
Bring a Yeti.
Yeah.
Really? You're going to make grandma urinate in a Yeti.
You guys were talking about yesterday was the percentage of people that have been inoculated or whatever. I don't think it's super accurate, because I think there's a lot of people out there. First of all, there's a lot of people I work with that don't want it, okay? But then there's a whole lot of people that have already got it that are kind of have that built-in immunity that probably aren't going to get it. They're not looking to actively get a shot. They've got that built-in immunity. So I think that the number's lower than it should be, but it's actually higher than what's being...
I don't know, David, because my daughter and my son both have immunity. They have positive, mm-hmm. off-the-chart immunity tests.
Okay.
And the minute they are available to get that vaccine, I still want them to get it. Because they don't know. But they don't know what the immunity, how long it's going to last. Is it 3 months? Is it 5 months? They don't know.
Right. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying not all of them are like that. Everybody's their own little case. So
you sound like you have, maybe I'm reading too much into your comments, you sound like someone who does not want to or plan to get the vaccine.
I do not plan to, no.
Okay.
I don't fault people that do. I have no problem with it. If you want to, get it. If you don't.
Okay.
So. All right, thanks.
All right.
Yes, go ahead, Sam.
Don't they make people wait, though, to make sure that there aren't any immediate
adverse
effects?
Yeah, you have to stay for 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes.
So then if you're in a car...
and you pass out...
is there going to be a waiting room line of cars?
Just put in park first before you get the shot. And then if you pass out, it's still in park.
I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
Say it.
I don't know that it's a great idea to have 5,000 cars if there's a reaction or, I don't know. I think there's a reason they haven't opened up.
Are you trying to say something about old drivers, but you're afraid to say it?
I think there's a reason they haven't opened up the lots for the 85-year-olds to all go flooding into Arrowhead. Have you tried to get in and out of Arrowhead, even on a good day?
Well, but it beats standing out in the cold.
Not if you're standing stalled in your car for 3 hours. I would say it doesn't. I mean, can you imagine your 85-year-old mother runs out of gas or something?
I would hope if one knows they're going to go get in a car line that they stop at Phillips 66 before they go.
Well, but people went to go and get in line this morning not realizing that we're going to be standing outside, like Mandy's mom maybe was.
Let's go to Mandy in Shawnee. Hello, Mandy.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my mom actually had an appointment at noon. She had signed up on the Johnson County survey and got an email last week offering an appointment time. So her appointment was at noon. We got there. We got there a little bit early. There was a ton of cars. The parking lot was packed.
Yeah.
Just took us 10 minutes just to get from driving into the parking lot up to the front where I could leave her off because there were so many people leaving off and picking up. And there was a line outside at that point still. She said, I went on around and found a parking place way off, so I wasn't right there. But she said they weren't outside for very long, just a few minutes. But they did have to stand the entire time. It was almost an hour.
Yeah.
And so she mentioned to the nurse the EMT, whoever it was, who gave her hers, she said, you know, I was fine, but there were a lot of people around me who looked like they were struggling to be standing.
Right.
The whole time. They needed a place to be able to sit. And she said, you know, what they were doing seemed very efficient. It was just there were so many people.
Right.
And there wasn't really room to spread out at all. She said there was no social distance. What she said to me when she got in the car was, oh, my goodness, what a great place to spread COVID.
Funny, not funny.
Yeah.
And here's the other deal, Scott. You can't put chairs every 6 feet. Then you would have to wipe down the
every
single time that line moved forward.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high?
So here's the story that started this whole thing. It's from the Shawnee Mission Post.
I love that little paper.
Which has got to be the best little paper in America. Laura Ovington took her 81-year-old mother to get her COVID-19 vaccine today and said the scene at Okun Fieldhouse in Shawnee was, quote, a complete zoo. Today was the first day the Johnson County Department of Health and Environment offered vaccinations to individuals in phase two of the county's vaccine rollout plan. The county announced this week that phase two vaccinations would start with people 80 years and older. But Ovington said that what she and her mother experienced this morning suggested the county was not prepared. She said they waited outside in freezing weather for about 20 minutes in the icy parking lot of the field house, along with other people, most of them elderly. Ovington said some people were there with walkers, canes, or in wheelchairs. Ovington says it was icy. No volunteers were assisting. And once they got inside the field house, which is way out west on Johnson Drive, she said the building was nearly empty with volunteers milling around talking with each other. Ultimately, her mother did receive her first vaccine, saying that the EMT who administered the shot was, quote, awesome.
My fear, obviously the cold is a concern. My fear is that someone slips and falls.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine, her sister lives in Arizona, and this is a great point. She said, my sister in Arizona got her shot at 12:30 a.m. Last week because Cardinals Stadium is open 24/7 running vaccines.
That's where my aunt's getting it. She lives in the Phoenix area.
24/7. Mm-hmm. They are just saying, come on in. Some of us are working the night shift. If you can be here at 12:30 in the morning or 1 a.m., come on in.
Round the clock. Let's go.
And I would say this, Scott. Why are our health departments not reaching out to other cities who have great vaccination rates and saying, how did you set this up? What are your challenges? Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to have the cold challenges in Arizona, but how is it working for you, and what can we learn from your mistakes a month ago?
Well, one place that would have the challenge with the weather is the state of West Virginia. And you can, we make fun of West Virginia. Everybody, West Virginia is like the ugly stepchild of America. I get it. But West Virginia right now is number one
in vaccination rate.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Per capita. They are doing something right. Why are we not sending everybody from every other state to West Virginia just to watch? Okay, what are you doing? How are you doing?
How are you doing it?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Pat in Lone Jack. Hello, Pat.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
So good.
Love
go ahead.
Show.
Thank
Love
you.
The show. Just wanted to tell you, my brother and sister-in-law live in Orlando, and that you do have to have an appointment, and they check your ID, but it's a drive-through at the Orlando Convention Center. It took them about 35 minutes. You drive through, you stick your arm out, you get jabbed, you go to an area and wait for 15 to 20 minutes, and if you're having issues, you flash your lights and somebody will come over and help you.
Well, if you're having issues, like, you flash your lights?
Like you have to use the restroom or you're not feeling well.
Right.
You
right.
flash your lights.
Right.
Great idea.
Right.
But great idea.
You're in a car. You don't have to go to the cold. Of course, in Orlando, you don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, it was bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Hey, Pat, thank you for the call. James in Green Valley. Hello, James.
Hi, James.
How are you? Just like the previous caller, they actually did a vaccination event very similar to that last Friday in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. They vaccinated 2,000 people in one day. Everybody said it ran very smoothly. Yeah, you had to make an appointment for it, but it ran quite smoothly. And I think that would by far be the best way to keep people safer. I mean, because you know, if you get a bunch of people inside of a building, you have risk of transmitting COVID before you're fully protected from the vaccination anyway.
You know, I'm trying to think, in Jackson County, of course, you could use the stadium complex, especially now. There won't be any games there for months.
Silverstein Arena, also in Independence.
Silverstein Arena, yep. I'm trying to think what would have a huge parking lot that is unused in Wyandotte County and also in Johnson County.
It'd be nice if the Indian Springs Mall was still standing.
Yeah. No kidding.
Is that parking lot still there?
I don't know.
I think that's just dirt now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I drove by today and didn't look. It's been close along.
I like the drive-thru idea, but it would have to be a gigantically big parking lot like Arrowhead and Kauffman, which, of course, you know, they're going to reserve that, and rightfully so for Jackson County residents. I get that. Where would you put it in Johnson County? It would have to be an unused...
Great Mall of the Great Plains.
Okay.
Olathe.
Okay. Isn't there like a Burlington out there or
I
something?
I think there's one... There was one store
something
that's still open.
And a pet shop or something?
But that footprint was so enormous, unless it's been raised, that footprint was so enormous, you could keep them easily far away from the Burlington coat side if that's still open.
Now, where would you put it in Wyandotte County and don't say park them on the speedway?
No, no.
Because once you're on there, you're like, hey, well, we're here.
Grandma, slow down!
I can get this thing to 0 to 60 in 5.5.
Minutes.
Seriously, I'll take some text line submissions on what
if they did that at the speedway. That would be the highlight of my life to watch that.
You can't park on the track. The car would fall over.
That's probably true. Well, then don't park.
There goes Elmer flashing his lights. Now he's going backwards.
82 miles an hour.
Elmer, we cannot get. Damn it. There he goes again. Damn it. JC in Gladstone. Hello, JC.
Hey, JC.
Truman Medical Center is doing a fine job of signing people up and making scheduled appointments. I, in fact, scheduled 5 of my family members this morning, including myself, for March 2nd at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Really? And are you guys in the second tier?
We are, well, I'm below 65, but I have conditions that would put me... COPD, that would put me in a spot where I could get the shot.
Yeah.
And my dad and mom, of course, signed them up. And what I'm saying is the number you call, but here's the trick. the number you call, you have to be diligent. Either be first at 8 o'clock in the morning or just be patient. And when you finally get through, put your earbuds in and you're going to be on hold for a little bit. Because say, I scheduled four people and I said, oh, crap, I forgot my fiance, right? So I called back, got on hold for 45 minutes, signed her up, and luckily got the same day, same time frame. And Clay County, also, the health department, they have a website you go to, sign up. They will email you when they start giving the shots. So I think, along with what you all were saying, that I think the numbers are a little bit off, because if you take all the people they take in a day and put that as a list of people who are signed up and how many they give a shot per day, I don't think we're quite up to par on our numbers. Would you agree?
Well, nationwide, I would agree, yes.
Yeah. So, but the option, so people have to wait on the cold and things, they really don't have to do that. You just have to be patient. Yes. Is it a month out? Am I getting it tomorrow? No. But am I getting it? Yes.
All right, man.
Hey, I'm so glad you got the vaccine, JC, truly.
And by the way, for Clay County, you could use Worlds of Fun.
And oh,
Oceans
sure.
of Fun parking lot. That'd be a good one for Clay County. A lot of people writing in, and it has been a while since we've been down to Olathe because we don't get to do live shows anymore.
Thanks a lot, COVID.
Yeah, thanks, COVID. The Great Mall of the Great Plains is nothing but a grass field except for Burlington.
Oh, well, that's not going to work.
It's all been raised. So a lot of people are saying the Woodlands and Sporting Park, but you got to remember with Sporting Park, they do have a lot of parking lots.
Yeah, but they're separate.
But they're across the street, but you could still use them, I guess. It's between the track, the racetrack, and Sporting
Park. I go back
Park.
To the problem. You would have to be in your car, which that would be a traffic nightmare, because if you were on foot, someone is going to slip and fall walking from point A to point B.
Right. So, I mean, I like the idea of a drive-through. You just got to find a place that's easily accessible. The stadiums would be, with two major highways running right next to it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once you get into the parking lot, there's so much room over there.
Do you know who should host one of these? And I am being 100% absolute serious.
Ooh.
And you do it early in the morning, the casinos. I mean, come on out. We'll set up the vaccination site on
give
one
you a
of
$5
our,
voucher.
We'll give you a $5 penny slot voucher. Come on out and use our lot.
They do have huge parking
garages. Huge parking lots, huge parking garages, and huge space inside. And who doesn't like to go play the penny slots at 7 in the morning?
Duh.
Hello?
Smoke a cigarette, have a drink, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Get a COVID shot.
If we'll have time.
Ralph and Belton, go quickly because we're running up against a break. Go ahead, man.
Well, we've got the caves underneath Warp's Fun. On Saturdays and Sundays, I worked down in the caves for 30 years. When the business is shut down, is there any reason why we can't come in one area where it's 78 controlled degrees year-round?
Yeah.
Give a car shot. And by the time you get out of it, if there's any adverse effects of the shot, you'd be attended to right away.
Okay, but I have a silly question, Ralph. If you pack a ton of cars in there at once, is the ventilation good enough that you wouldn't carbon monoxide poison somebody?
No, you'd have one lane in, one lane out. If there's an overflow, you've got that big parking lot, casino across the street, and we'd be able to, you know, send 20 cars in at a time.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about getting cold. You could turn your car off, actually, inside the cave.
Well, but you got to hope they turn it off, because you go in to get rid of COVID, but you get cancer. I mean, I don't know. I
think Worlds of Fun's a better bet up
north.
Yeah,
I think it would have to be outdoors.
Hey, at least we're talking about the line moving, Scott. The line is moving.
Yes, there is a silver lining in all of this. The telephone number here, if you'd like to be part of the program, is 576-7798, 576-7798.
When we come back, if you make a mistake in your life, how long should that mistake remain in print? 5 years? 10 years? Or should you be able to make that go away? One newspaper says yes. Your mistakes of your past should not haunt you for the rest of your life. And we'll talk about that coming back.
All right, you're listening to Dana and Parks. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
It's going to get really loud and heavy here in a second, but that's how it goes. Yes, you saw correctly, the Tampa International Airport tweeted earlier, Kansas City has an airport? Question mark, question mark? Yes. Oh. Yes, we do. And oh no, you didn't.
You ought to look at the fight that that has launched online. Most of it in good fun. Most of it in good fun. Wow.
So Jay Binkley next door is just losing it. And hang on, I just want to check something very quickly. And he keeps writing back, yes, the one that the Chiefs used before they whipped your tail in Tampa earlier this season. And then he just wrote, yes, we do have one. It's the same airport Tyreek Hill flew out of before he ran or received more than 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in your city.
In your city. Thank you very much.
Story here from thehill.com. The Boston Globe has announced an initiative that will allow people named in arrest reports but acquitted, never charged or convicted long ago to apply for their names to be removed from the archives of the Boston Globe's website and newspaper.
Yep.
It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, and it comes as the paper has considered how crime coverage has affected race relations in the United States. You may recall the Star did something similar. They went back and looked at their coverage of race over the years and how such reports out of context could do long-term damage to people's employment prospects or other chances of success. Now, keep in mind, you would be arrested or named in an arrest report, but you were later acquitted, never charged.
Charges were dropped.
Or convicted long ago. And you could apply to the Boston Globe to have your name stricken from their records.
Yep. I think it's a great idea within certain parameters. I mean, if you murder two people, that's not going away. So listen to this. This is from an old article in 2017. However, it says more and more people, especially when you're looking for jobs, are having Google problems. So someone got arrested. The local newspaper wrote about it. Prosecutors dropped the charges. The person's record was expunged. However, the original arrest article still exists online. They say Google is the new permanent record. And historically, the free speech rights of publishers have trumped the rights of the individual. And it goes on to say there's just a hodgepodge of different rules that different organizations abide by. Mm. I mean, you could call up the Kansas City Star and say, I want my name taken out. They actually have every right to say no. But I think newspapers around the country are starting to understand that your name living on in infamy, certainly for something maybe the charges were dropped for, is extremely unfair. To have to re-explain that every time you're in front of a hiring manager.
It's a nice move on the Boston Globe's part. However, it does not remove your name from any Google search. Let's say that I was arrested, okay? I'm just Joe Average guy. I work construction in Bonner Springs.
Okay? Right?
And I get arrested for a serious crime. Okay, but I was either acquitted or the charges were later dropped because there was no evidence.
Okay.
Or the evidence turned out to be wrong. Yes, the Kansas City Star could say, well, you know, we're going to drop any mention of you from our archives, et cetera, et cetera. But then Channel 5, Channel 9, 41, yeah. 4, any other local newspaper up in Bonner Springs, KMBZ.com,
yep,
would all have to go along as well, or your name is still going to show up on a Google search. Everybody, the Johnson County Detention Center, where that would be considered public record, would have to strike your name from their logs.
it won't get rid of it completely, but the Google search is an algorithm, Scott. And so if thousands of people aren't looking up your crime, you're probably going to have trouble finding it. Are you not? Someone has had to have looked it up before. Isn't that how it works, Sam? We're asking computer questions, which is never good in here. You know, if it's some obscure, you were arrested for petty theft, accused of stealing someone's lawnmower, is that really going to come up in a Google search?
Likely not.
Well, I would say likely not. It would have to be something that was searched, right?
Well, it would have to be something that's readily available on a public platform. So, like, yes, criminal cases and those filings are public, but you have to go look for them through those portals.
Yeah.
Whereas a Google search probably wouldn't pull that up.
Okay, so then is this, let me ask you this, is this a solution looking for a problem where newspapers are going to say, look, we're happy to remove your name, but A, you've got to know that that right exists to you. You've got to know who to ask. You've got to know to fill out some form.
No, I don't think it is necessarily a problem or a solution looking for a problem. Let's say, for example, 15 years ago, my name is John Williams, okay, and I was arrested for a murder. But it turns out I didn't do it. I was acquitted at trial.
Yeah.
And they ended up convicting somebody else years later of that murder. Well, I go, it's 15 years into the future now. I go to apply for a job at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Home Depot's hiring manager looks me up online. John Williams, yeah. You know, John D. Williams, whatever
my name
is. And
the Department of Corrections website pops up.
Or just any report in the Kansas City Star for a murder that the hiring manager at Home Depot, who's now 30 years old, would have been a teenager at, right, Shawnee Mission West.
And let's be honest, if you have a very unique or unusual name, this hurts you more that it lives online.
You, yeah.
If you're John Williams, eh. But if your last name's Kaczynski, you know, I don't mean Ted necessarily, because that's never going away.
Or how about Krzyzewski?
Krzyzewski. You know, you probably shouldn't go around breaking the law if you're a relative of a Krzyzewski. Gonna get results. I think it's a good idea.
Speaking of turning back time.
If it works.
Speaking of turning back time, when we come back, a well-known person has remarried her ex-husband. She has turned back time. How common is this? And if you have remarried an ex, get in now, 576-7798. The news is next. Words are like weapons.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.